What a lovely day. Well, it's not so lovely. It's a bit shady this morning, but we're all here. This is Miles Crawford speaking. I'm standing here with my local postman, Andrew. And we're just having a little chat about the launch night of Joke Club, which happened on the 27th of March. The next one we've got coming up is on the 17th of April, because we're actually running on the 3rd Sunday of every month. Did you enjoy it, Andrew?
I thought it was fantastic. I had a terrific time. I laughed so much. It was a great evening all round.
Okay, I mean, we tried to present different styles of comedians, and also we kind of like to profile the newer comedian coming through.
I thought the way it was set out was fantastic. You had an established comedian who came on first, and then you had two up-and-coming comedians. Obviously very nervous, but they're obviously learning their trade, and they went down exceptionally well. And the last comedian came on, and he really brought the house down. They were all first class, and it was great value for money.
Because we had Martin Beaumont to open. Okay, his style is very loose, loads of one-liners, very slick. He does a lot of the cruise ships and things like that.
Well, I can understand why he does it. He had everybody in the palm of his hand. You just had to look around the building and just see everybody laughing.
Two newer acts followed. We had Wayne the Weird, visual guy. Do you remember him?
I thought he was fantastic. I think this guy's got a really great future. He combined magic as well, and I love magic as well. And to do magic and comedy was terrific, and I think this guy's got a fantastic future ahead
of him. Me too. He did a great set, in my opinion. Stevie Gray followed him, another new act, guitar guy.
Yeah, Steve Gray, again, it was interesting to see another newcomer. He invited a member of the audience to come up on stage.
Yeah, I remember
that. So it was audience participation.
Yeah.
And again, the set went down very well. Everybody joined in and enjoyed themselves.
And Kevin McCarthy brought up the rear.
Well, what can I say? You know, when I first saw Kevin, you sort of looked at him and thought, But he was fantastic. He came on and Well, it's just difficult to describe just how good he was. He was sensational. Everybody was raving about him afterwards. He just did a lot of local knowledge, so he came to the event knowing what Sutton was about, rather than just doing any sort of style. So he got the community involved as well.
Because that's what we're trying to do with this. We're at Sutton United Football Club. You know, we're trying to build a premier comedy club here for the local people. I mean, there are two other comedy clubs in Sutton that have started up, but they're hitting a different sort of person. Do you think the local people will be up for this?
I think so. I think, you know, everyone likes to support their local community. Sutton United are a very successful football club at the moment. And with the surrounding area, you know, I think this could be a really good idea. It's great for a Sunday night. As you said, Miles, it's every 3 weeks. Everyone loves comedy. Let's all go and enjoy ourselves.
But it's the third Sunday of every month, which essentially is every 4 weeks, but it doesn't matter.
You're the comedian, not me.
Yeah. I mean, for those who are interested, it's £7 in advance. You get your tickets in advance. Just phone our office, 0208 255 2033, or send us an email at jokeclub@jokeclub.com. jokeclub@jokeclub.com, and then we'll bring the tickets to you. It's really good standing there talking to you, mate.
It's a pleasure. Now, can I have my 20 quid, which you promised me for doing this?
All good. All good. Love it. So that's Joke Club running the third Sunday of every month at Sutton United Football Club. That's Gander Green Lane in Sutton. Tickets are £7 and £10 in advance. You can go to the Joke Club website, jokeclub.com. See you there.